So Iran is witnessing a historical uprising. Where do you see the causes of what could be the biggest revolution against fundamentalism and tyranny in recent times?
I also see this uprising as a big historic moment, in the sense that compared to the other uprisings which were happening in Iran, which more or less faded away in about a month, this one keeps going. And I think there is a big, huge difference between this one and the other uprising, although this cannot be singled out and perceived only by itself. I see it in this way, that there is a chain of movements, and this uprising can be put in that context as well. So you cannot look at it apart from those former uprisings, which were mainly focused on economic welfare, like people wanted to have better economic situation. But this one has those aspects. In addition, is concentrated and focused on women's rights in Iran. In this sense that in Iran we have gender apartheid. So women don't have certain rights just because of their gender, which I'm not going to go into detail right now if it's not necessary, because it's a big, huge topic that we cannot tackle now. But it seems that for some years, there are more restriction on women, there are more restriction on their bodies, on reproductive organs, and in general, in their mobility in the society. And we can see that not only by law, women doesn't have certain rights, but on the other hand, in the society, like in the normal communities, the rights also repressed. Or actually, it seems that there is no measure to guarantee their limited rights in the respective society. So that's why for years, for example, there is a morality hijab or a morality police, or better said, hijab police in Iran that try to force women to wear scarf. Actually, like, just imagine police duty is only to control half of the population or just a specific gender on the street. So for years, women were kidnapped. Just imagine you're walking on the street and someone just calls you, hey, could you please come here? I want to talk to you about your hijab. And when you approach them, they just like throw you in police cars. And you don't have any time to inform someone, where are you? And that's caused actually a lot of trouble also in traditional or religious families. So just imagine that part of population were all kidnapped every day, were repressed every day in the school, in universities, at work, etc., and there were no measure to protect their even limited rights. And after death, actually governmental murder, I'm going to put it this way, of Jina Mahsa Amini, it seems that people can no longer tolerate it. And by people, I mainly mean women and young people in the society. So that's why this new uprising keeps going on. And then the other factor to that is that Jina was a Kurdish young woman. And historically, Kurdistan part of Iran is very much, we're always like active and we're always something going on during past uprisings. So this is another factor as well. And the other regions of Iran, for example, Azerbaijan part, Balochistan part, or other big cities as well, they are try to show solidarity, first of all, because Jina was a woman and this women issue in the society is going on for a while. They see themselves as in Jina's fate. And also, on the other hand, this remnants of the past uprising about economic kind of tangled again into this one. And that's why this uprising is very much different, because it come to another point that the other uprising never reached. And that's actually a women issue or women rights.
How do you experience the solidarity with Iranian freedom fighters here in Leipzig right now?
Well, in Leipzig, I see it again yet controversial, because it's just my opinion, and I would actually like to discuss about it with other activists here, or with the other like leftist structures. I think having solidarity with Iranian uprisers who are in Iran and fighting and have their own demands is really good. But there is huge gap between the demands of the uprisers in Iran and wider on the street, and then demand of Iranian abroad. And in my opinion, the uprising itself and the demonstrants inside Iran are way much progressive when it comes to women issues, when it comes to fighting with patriarchy, when it comes to demanding that they no longer want the regime to be in place. And in the sense that they rely mostly on one another, like, for example, different nations and different ethnicities in Iran are in solidarity with one another. For example, as I said, when Kurds went on strike or start protesting, then Tabriz, Azerbaijan part of Iran, Balochistan, other part of Iran, they in solidarity with them. So they rely on one another. They actually try to support one another in the sense that kind of disclaiming all the narrative the central government puts for years that these people are suppressionists, etc., etc. Anyway, I'm not going to open it that much, but just want to say that the movement in Iran is much more progressive because, first of all, people rely on each other. They try to support different ethnicities in different nations and stay in solidarity with them. And then from women's rights, also very progressive on demanding. I say it has this aspect, but if you look at the Iranian abroad, you see that there's a huge gap because they mostly try to put pro-royalist narrative into this movement from their perspective and try to say that, people want the current regime to go away and they want monarchism again, which is nonsense because you don't hear it on the streets of Iran. They always say that, we like women's rights, women's rights, women's rights. But in fact, they don't really respect it in the sense that they still try to, don't really tackle patriarchy or don't really criticize it, don't really try to stand against it because in Iran, all the law is based on patriarchal notions. And you cannot fight for women's rights unless you tackle those patriarchal attributes in the society and in the law. And it seems that there is a lack of interest by Iranian or pro-monarchs or supranationalists about this aspect of the protesters' demand. From many aspects, again, Iranian abroad are not that progressive as I see the protesters in Iran. And unfortunately, when it comes to supporting Iranian, then again, the society here can't really differentiate between the demand of the uprisers in Iran and the demand of what Iranian, those who live abroad, put it as a demand of the uprisers in Iran. So there's a big, huge gap between these two type of demands. And I think people should be really careful not to give that much space to Iranian hardcore nationalists or Iranian fascists that try to kind of hijack and use the voices of the uprisers in Iran to put their own agenda, basically, to the current uprisers.
Do you have a suggestion on what can be done outside of Iran? Like, what can be done to improve the situation of refugees from Iran, for example?
I think I saw a petition demanding on stop on deporting Iranians to Iran. I'm not sure whether this petition was in Germany. I actually just saw the title and didn't look at it properly because I didn't have time, unfortunately. But I think this can be something. Well, because deportation is always a problem and it's always threatening people's life who are trying to seek a normal life in another political geography. But I want to say that a lot of women come from different countries, which more or less the situation on women's rights is horrible there as well, not only on women, LGBTQI rights as well. And unfortunately, these people, first of all, have difficulties to arrive to safe country, for example, like Germany or Central Europe or West Europe. And secondly, when they're here, they face, again, a lot of discrimination. So I think when we talk about women issue in Iran and what can be changed for Iranian refugees, we shouldn't forget that what's happening there is a common thing that happens all around the world for women LGBTQI communities everywhere, and everyone has the right to be able to live in a safe and secure place.
Do you want to tell us something about your personal relation to the topic?
I'm Iranian, that's my personal relation to the topic. I also describe myself as Iranian Lefties. So that means that by nature, someone like me is always, I don't know, I know that in my society in Iran, because the government, the regime, and former regime always bashed on lefties, their ideas, their, I don't know, progressive interviews and etc. There is this stigma that lefties are not good. When they come to power, when they listen to them, then we will face something like the Soviet Union, and the Soviet Union especially, or North Korea, etc., which is kind of nonsense. So people like me, we haven't really perceived well in our respective societies, or in this case, I'm in Iran, because all those efforts the regime put for years to show us as the enemies of the state. But on the other hand, it seems that people have no idea of how Iranian hardcore nationalism and fascism can cause and cost them. And that's why there is no understanding about the dangers of rising nationalism and fascism among Iranian. And unfortunately, these are the people who try to be very loud in Iran. And unfortunately, because of the racism existed here in the society, people can't really get into discussion with them. I mean, the German society don't really see themselves in getting into discussion with them, know about their agendas properly, know about their views on certain issues like feminism, like right of other ethnicities, other nations among specific geographic borders, and etc. These are my connections to the topic. First of all, being an Iranian lefty. Secondly, know my society well enough to know that for them, hardcore nationalism and fascism won't be an issue and won't really be perceived as issue. And the danger of them being heard loudly here and then their voices be perceived as the voice of Iranian inside. Yeah, so I think these are my concerns and my relation to the topic.
You also helped organize a protest for solidarity with the Iranian freedom fighters. Are you already planning any further protests or actions?
I want to mention that it was the first demonstration or first action Iranian lefties organized in Leipzig. And before that, there was also two other, one human train and one gathering rally. But I try to distance myself from those past actions and focus only talking about this last demonstration or the first one organized by Iranian lefties. I think it was kind of good, better than what I expected, and much more calmer and less bump on the way regarding all the debates we had before with Iranian right-wingers here in Leipzig. It went pretty smoothly. The speeches were kind of all right regarding the time we had to prepare this demo. They were people at the demo who showed interest to continue in the future about this topic, and we might also form other the initiative here, like Women, Life, Freedom. This movement in Iran cannot be looked at separately. You have to look at it in the context of the women rights in the region as well, and how they borrow elements from one another. For example, Woman, Life, Freedom was a slogan created in Nordistan, northeast part of Syria, through women, Kurdish women fight. And then it was borrowed in Iran because Jina Amini was a Kurdish woman. And then it kind of took in the main slogan in Iran and this current uprising. So you can see that there are some connections, there are some links. Beside that, me and some other comrades of me tried to come up with a presentation. We still haven't decided about date, but we're going to talk about Iranian nationalists and fascists and try to talk more about how people can identify them. I am not sure. I think we're going to have it at the beginning of December. We still don't have fixed date, but we talked a little bit about 2nd of December. Again, nothing is planned, but we try to have it in the first 10 days or December, but then try to plan other things for the next year. So these are the things we try to do in Leipzig at the moment. In between, something else might come up as well, plan something else as well. So that's all. I also know that for a fact, other Iranian in other cities who we describe ourselves as anti-fascists try to come together and see what we can do with Iranian fascists here, especially because they get a lot of support from leftist structures. And it's not the only problem in Leipzig. We see it overall and everywhere, basically.